Today, as we set out into the new year, we're going to begin taking a look at the letter to the Ephesians, a letter which is generally accepted at this time to have been written by Paul. There has been some conjecture over the years as to whether or not the language was typical of Paul's language, that perhaps it was written by someone else who just claimed to be Paul. But the best evidence that we have suggests that it was indeed Paul who introduces himself at the beginning of the letter. The book was written to the church in Ephesus, not the church at Ephesus, which means that the letter was written to perhaps be circulated among all of the churches in that region of Asia. And so it's generally considered a letter that would have been circulated among a variety of churches and therefore intended for a large body of Christians. Paul begins in chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This introduction gives us some interesting clues to the nature of our understanding of what it means to be a Christian. First of all, Paul identifies himself, but he identifies himself further as an apostle, the word apostle coming from an ancient Greek word that meant a ship sent out with goods for those who were in the field. And so this word apostle implies that the role of the apostles was to care for those in the field, those who were fighting the battle of Christ in the field, in the churches, in the communities that they served. So Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, not an apostle of Artemis, not an apostle of any other teacher or group, but distinct in identifying himself as an apostle of the Messiah Jesus, by the will of God. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God. Not by his own choosing, not by his own decision to be a leader or to take a role of leadership, but he implies a more passive role for himself in the decision to become an apostle. He says it is by God's will, God's choosing. Identifying his authority as being under God's authority, but also acknowledging the fact that it is God's work in him, not his own work on his own behalf. It goes on, to God's holy people. The word holy here means set aside for a special use, set aside for use in the kingdom of God, for God's holy people. The interesting thing is that it's not a people who are becoming holy, it's not a people who are intended to work their way to holiness. It is again a passive notion. They have been made holy. People in Ephesus who were made holy in the faithful in Christ Jesus. God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. What we see here is that holiness is not derivative of our own work, but it is derivative of the work of Christ on our behalf. This sets a tone for the letter in Ephesus, which will talk about what we have received in Christ through the first three chapters, and then talk about our responsibility in Christ in the final three chapters. So, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, what does that imply to us? That if we find ourselves as followers of Jesus Christ, it is God's choice that we would be so. It is God who has worked in us to reveal himself. It is God who has done the work, God who has made us holy, and that not by our own efforts, but by the work of Jesus Christ. Our part is simply to be those who believe in the work and person of Jesus Christ. As you begin this new year, take a look inside. Are you relying on Christ for your holiness? Have you fallen into the trap of measuring your behaviors? Or do you realize that while you have a responsibility to live a life that is as free of error as possible, shall we continue to sin that grace may increase? May it never be, Romans 6, chapter 1. While we don't want to continue to miss the mark, the work of holiness in our lives is not our own doing, but it is the choosing of God and the work of God on our behalf and in us. Our response? To be faithful. Faithful to what? This is how they will know you're my disciples, by the way that you love one to another. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. We have been called to humbly love others the way Christ loved us. That's the faithful work as we trust in Christ for our holiness. Have a great start to your year. Have a great day. Thank you.